Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Mike, how was the last, you know, 5-6 weeks been for you? What have you been able to do to sort of balance that off time with making sure you're still progressing in the playbook?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of time spent at home just studying the playbook, going back, watching all the cutouts from the OTAs, which I think was really beneficial. Kind of time to go back, reflect what we did. Really allows me to just learn the playbook better in that, you know, I know what it's like to go out there and run those plays. So really just focusing on that, you know, and then I was still obviously working in the weight room and all that and throwing. So, you know, I feel ready to go and look forward to getting started tomorrow.
Jordan, last year you had three different starting quarterbacks. This year it's three new at the top of the depth chart. What does that do to the offense? Is it hard to get in sync with the quarterback? Because at some point you have to get a rhythm with these guys as well. They're all different. Has that been hard?
I don't really feel like it's hard because we're going to have one guy, Mike. He's going to be the starter, so we're going to keep him healthy this year. We're going to keep him away from the defenders away from him, so he won't get beat up or anything like that. So it's going to be pretty easy to get into a rhythm with the quarterback.
Mike, what did you do this summer to get some of the receivers together again? You guys did a little work on the side.
Yeah, we went down to Fort Lauderdale together. I thought it was a great turnout. A lot of guys came. We, you know, got some work in, had some fun as well. So I think overall it was a real successful trip, both on the football field and just kind of developing, you know, relationships, you know, in different ways. So I think everyone really enjoyed it. I had a great time, and I think it'll pay dividends come when we start the season.
Mike, were you the only quarterback that's with the guys, or
no? Mitch went down as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mark and Connor weren't able to make it, but it was both Mitch and I were both down.
Was that a good time for you to get to know him a little better?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're around each other in the building all day, where it's for the most part football, and we don't get a lot of times to relax and just, you know, hang out and have fun. So it was good to kind of get to know those guys in a different manner. And I mean, we have a lot of new guys, myself and obviously Mitch, and a handful of the receivers are new as well. So it's good for all of us to get together and build those relationships in a different setting.
Mike, Ryan has been so vocal about your number one quarterback. So hearing that over and over again,
yeah, I mean, that's what, when I signed here, that's, you know, I already have my mind set on that. So it is a different approach when you go into the season as the starter than the backup. I mean, as much as when you're the backup, you want to prepare like you're the starter, it's just not the same. You can try to trick your mind into that as much as you want, but when you are the starter, it's different. So I don't know if I've prepared that much differently. I think it's just a different mental approach to know what's coming.
Mike, how do you describe what this opportunity is this year for you?
I think it's just what I've dreamed of my whole life, and, you know, to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and to enter the season, you know, as that guy. It's what I've worked for. I've prepared for it, you know, ever since I was a kid, all the way through college and my time in the pros to get to this moment. So it's going to be a great opportunity.
Does having a guy they drafted so high push you at all, knowing that he's there and that people might call
him? I think you're always – there's always driving forces in the NFL. There's different things that may motivate you. And, you know, I realize that there's always going to be situations where, you know, you have to play well. But I don't think it changes necessarily my approach, my motivation. I think I've always been motivated to be a great player and have a high level of success in the NFL. So I wouldn't say that's necessarily driven me any more than other motivations I have.
Jordan, what was your offseason like? Obviously, you came on big last year. Did that kind of change the way you went about the offseason?
It really changed the way I went about offseason, but I was definitely more relaxed, more comfortable. I knew what to expect and things like that. My head wasn't spinning. I knew the playbook, so that came to me easy. So I just pretty much did the same things I did. I changed my training spot up a little bit, but I did most of the same things I did. Worked on a few things like keeping my acceleration when I'm cutting and things like that, but most of it was the same.
Is there some areas you feel like you've got to be better at this year?
Yeah, definitely in the passing game, receiving, pass blocking, recognizing the defense and where the blitzes are coming from, and things like that.
Mike, when you watch those cut-ups from OTAs, can you tell, you know, where you improved on from where you were in Tampa to where you are right now?
I think the number one thing was just getting familiar with the plays and knowing what we were trying to accomplish on each play. So it was good to go back and kind of watch them all. And just study each individual play, and that way, you know, become more of a, you could say, a master of each individual play, the more reps you get at it, the more time you study it, the more comfortable you are. So, you know, I think I have gotten better, but it's just a matter of actually executing this particular offense.
Where did you go for your training this offseason?
I did most of my training at ELT in Chicago in like Highland Park. But then I went down to Miami for like a few days and I went to Pete Bomarito where I usually go. So I got a little bit of both, so it was a good time.
How specifically were you able to work on sort of enhancing speed and doing some other things?
I was able to work on it a lot and then just conditioning and stuff like that because I had more time to train and stuff than last year, being my rookie year and things like that. But I had a lot of time to work on a lot of things that I wanted to work on and improve on.
When you think about your rookie year and the statistical production that you had it to be at the top of the NFL like you were, is that daunting as you enter a second year with that standard that you've set there? And if so, I'd be interested to hear how, and if not, why not? How can you kind of free yourself of those expectations?
No, I don't really feel like it's daunting because you always want to get better each year. Every year you're playing the game, I feel like once your first year in something like first year in college, first year in NFL, you can only improve from there. So I feel like I can only get better, but I also got to put the time in and change and not change anything and stay humble. So I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge. It's definitely a challenge to surpass those goals, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Mike, you talked about how your life is different as a starter. It just feels different than being a backup. Did it feel that way even driving down, to camp? Were you sitting there?
Yeah, I think it's just, like I said, it's a different mindset. That you're going to be out there, whereas a backup, it's more of a what-if game. From being the leader to being the guy out on the field, it's just a totally different, just mental approach in a way than it is when you're the backup.
Mike, fair or not, there's going to be a lot of comparisons between you and Mitch when practices start. There's going to be a lot of attention on it, even though you are the starter. Are you mentally prepared for that? Or what's going to be kind of your mental strategy to handle that?
I think, I've dealt plenty of situations in my past where there's comparisons dating back to when I was in college and Russell Wilson left. People were comparing us all the time. And when Jameis got to Tampa, I was dealing with a similar situation. I know that's going to happen, but I don't really pay attention to it. So within the building, within the organization, it's not – we're just trying to get better as a team. Hopefully Mitch improves, I improve, and competition makes us both better.
Jordan, Fox was talking about training camp in general. He mentioned a year ago today nobody was even asking about you. No offense to Mike, that'll probably be a focal point of the offense. Now the quarterback knows he has to lead. Do you feel any extra pressure as a result of all this to lead this football team?
No, I don't feel any extra pressure. I'm just going to handle the same way I did last year. Take it one game at a time, keep my same mindset. But the running game definitely can help out a quarterback, especially a quarterback that's new into the offense. So, but a running game can help also with the play pass, so that also help him do better.
Jordan, as good as last year was, look back out on between the game you didn't miss and the yards you didn't have. How many yards did you have had last year?
There's no telling. I definitely should have had more yards. I should have been in better shape. Should have been playing earlier if I would have handled what I had to do. But I definitely could have had a lot more yards.
1,800?
Maybe so.
Are you in better shape this year?
Yeah, I'm definitely in better shape this year.
Mike, how important is it to you that you have the other players on offense totally on your side where they're not just playing with you but for you? And how what can you do to kind of maximize that kind of intangible effect of leadership?
I think that's what a big part of being quarterback is making those other 10 guys in the huddle better. And I think we have a really good group of guys, starting with those guys up front. I mean, they're kind of the backbone of our offense, and a big part of Jordan's success last year. We're lucky enough to have a guy as talented as him, but without that offensive line, I don't think he would have had those kind of yards. So that's kind of the foundation of where we are. And I think I've gotten to know those guys, build relationships with them, and I want to play for them. I want to, don't want to let them down, and I don't think they want to let me down either. So I think there's just kind of a unwritten, it's just kind of a what you do for your teammates is you don't want to let them down and you want to have their back.
But is it just a performance thing? You're just good, they'll follow, or do you think there's other things you can do with confidence just the way you are that kind of create that effect?
I think there's a little bit of both. I mean, definitely the number one thing is how you play, that's, you know, going to determine a big part of wins and losses and how those guys respond to it. But I think, you know, building those relationships with those guys can go, you know, can make maybe a small impact that can make a big difference in the game, though.
Mike, how can Sanchez's presence be beneficial to you?
Yeah, Mark's been great. From the moment that he's got here, he's been already a big help to me. I mean, he's talk about a guy that's kind of seen it all in the NFL, the good, the bad, everything in between. So I know I'm very glad that he's here to have him to, you know, for advice, to get his point of view on things, and just kind of the sense of humor and personality he brings to our quarterback room, you know, can be refreshing, especially in, you know, when you're in camp for 5 weeks or something like that. Sometimes it's, you know, nice to have that type of guy that can, you know, make a joke and break things up a little.
As a starter, what do you want from your backup quarterback in terms of the back and forth?
I mean, obviously, to, you know, have my support, watch film with me, tell me what he sees, all sorts. I mean, there's all sorts of communication, both in the practice field and the meeting room on game day, that, you know, I've been in those shoes before, so, and I think, you know, Mark has too, and I think he'll be really good at it.
Mike, how much experimentation with the other receivers or feeling out of other receivers is still ahead for you, just in terms of, you know, figuring out what guys can catch what or what routes you like them on and just sort of polishing a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely still time for that. We had however many practices OTAs are and some time in those phase one and two, but there's probably some routes that I haven't thrown to a certain guy yet, and that's what, you know, we have these next 5 weeks for, is to, you know, work those things out, get more comfortable, develop that chemistry, and the more time we spend together, like, you know, what we try to do down there in Fort Lauderdale, will help pay off. I mean, it's definitely going to continue to be a work in progress with these guys because, you know, a lot of guys are new, I'm new, most of the quarterbacks are new, so it'll be good to continue to get a lot of work out there for the receivers.
Mike, you probably now have a game plan in terms of how snaps are going to be divided during practice. How much input did you have on that with Dowell, and are you happy with how it's going to be divided up?
Yeah, they've done a great job. I mean, that's what the coach's responsibility. I haven't got involved in that at all. I'm sure they will put together the plan that they feel like is best, you know, for the Bears. We haven't, you know, completely discussed that yet. Not something I'm really concerned with because I know they'll handle it well.
Jordan, do you know Zeke Elliott? Is there any kind of communication? You made any kind of friendly competition between you guys?
Yeah, we actually trained together, preparing for the draft, so I got to know him pretty good bit. And then I saw him when I was down training in Miami a little bit, so we definitely have a little friendship.
You were quoted as saying you wanted to lose weight this season. What do you weigh right now compared to what you weigh here?
I weigh 230 right now. That's pretty much the same, but I'm a little more slim. I cut my body fat down, so I definitely feel a lot better, in a lot better shape.
Down from what to what?
No, I'm still 230. Last year.
Body fat, what is it now?
Body fat is 13 from 15. Yeah.
Time for a couple more?
Good. How do you notice when you say you feel like you're in better shape? How do you notice it? How does it feel to you?
Just been able to run longer, not getting as tired as fast as I used to get. Been able to push myself even more than I was in the past. So I definitely feel like, and then when we were doing OTAs, I was able to finish downfield on a lot of my runs instead of just cutting them short and things like that. So I'm definitely going to push myself on when I have my runs and stuff, things like that, to keep me in shape.
Mike, we talked with Coach Fox and even Dowell a little bit about the repetition divide with you, Mitch, and Mark as well. What type of input can you give and feedback there and, you know, sort of your handprint on that process as you go, just even just communicating with Dowell?
I mean, like I said, they've done a good job handling in OTAs. Really not a big concern of mine because I know they're going to, you know, do a good job taking care of all of us, making sure we all get, you know, the reps needed to ultimately prepare us for that first week against Atlanta.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.